I try to spend as much time as I can with my grandparents because you never know when the last day you can spend time with them is, you know. Welcome to Connections to the Past. In this episode, I'm here with my grandfather, Doug Hooper, and I'm going to be interviewing him about his past and how he got to the Air Force. This podcast can be found on Audioboom, and I hope you enjoy. Okay. So here's the first question. What was your first job like?
My first job was delivering circulars for my first job was a stocker at the grocery store. I was about 10 years old. I think they gave me a job and they paid me 8 cents an hour. It was a good job for a little boy.
Yeah? What made you want to become a pilot?
I don't know. I knew it. I think it was because my mother used airplane wallpaper in my bedroom. And I just, had a whole bunch of different airplanes on it. And I just think that that's probably what gave me my initial motivation. Reasons for wanting to be a pilot. I just saw all those pictures and I just dreamed of flying those airplanes.
Yeah, so you were just like, you just knew from the beginning?
Yes, very early on.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 8 or 10 years old, somewhere in there. I just knew I wanted to be a pilot.
Yeah, what about, like, when did you know you wanted to be in the Air Force?
I was in ROTC at A&M, and initially I had a contract to fly, to be a pilot, and then I had that eye accident, and they took me off of the pilot list and made me a navigator, and I didn't want to be a navigator, so I left A&M and went over and got the ROTC at Texas State, and got my Air Force contract back in the ROTC, and then I got a commission when I graduated.
Wait, what was the eye incident? What eye incident were you talking about?
Well, when I was a junior at A&M, there were a bunch of it. Anytime it would be freezing, a bunch of goofy guys would pop the caps on the fire plugs, and it would fill up those little quadrangles with ice, and then you'd get one line in one corner, and then opposing corner you would get another guy, a line of guys, and you would just run at each other until you crashed into them. Well, everybody on their combat boots had those horseshoe taps. Well, I got one of those horseshoe taps right at the corner of my left eye, and it cracked that bone at the eye socket.
Oh my God.
And I spent my 21st birthday in a quack shack at A&M.
So how long were you like out for because of that?
Oh, it was 3 or 4 days, I think, I was in the quack shack.
He later goes on to talk about how he never did too good on his finals. And then the Air Force told him that he couldn't be a pilot because of his injury, so he transferred to a different school named San Marcos, where he met his wife named Mary. At that school, he got his ROTC contract from the Air Force, and he also stayed at San Marcos and got his degree. Yeah, how long were you a pilot for?
I was Air Force for 6 years. I was Reserve Air Force for another 12 years. So I had 18 years of service in the regular and Reserve Air Force. Mm-hmm. And then I went to work. No, I had gone to work for Delta before. hours lined out. And the reserve was asking more and more time of mine, and I was losing too much of the girls growing up, so I just went ahead and resigned from the reserves and spent my time flying for Delta.
Yeah. Just for Mom and Aunt Lee.
Yes. You know, the girls were very active in their youth. They were playing ball, and they were, I think Paige was doing acrobatics, and Paige was a cheerleader. Lee was a, what do you call it, the girls, whatever their pep squad was, and they were active in high school, and then, they were both pretty active in college. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to spend as much time with them as I could. Mary and I would go to ball games and see them down there. They were both at College Station at the same time. And we would go over to College Station. I had that little airplane. We'd fly over there, go to the ball games with them, and go to parties or dances or whatever they were doing. And I just felt like I needed to spend as much time with them before they were up and gone. So that's what I did. It was good. We had a good life. Mm-hmm. And being a pilot is a good life. It really is. It's fun work. I couldn't ask for a better life than to be a pilot.
Mm-hmm. What, you remember that red Corvette that you had? Were you mad whenever my mom crashed it?
Was I mad? I was kind of mad, yeah. The thing was, she took it, and unbeknownst to me, and then she went down with a friend of hers in a section of town that they shouldn't have been in. Mm-hmm. And I think some gang members or something got after them.
Oh my God!
And the girls pulled into a 7-Eleven or something, and one of those gang members came over and broke into the car and stabbed that other girl with a knife, and he got blood all over the right side of my Corvette.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was, all three of my girls, Mary got it. We got sandwiched one time when Mary was taking me to work. And then Lee was driving I let Lee drive it to College Station a couple of times. And she ran over that cow and tore it all up. And then your mother goes out and gets in trouble with it. So it had quite a life. That car had quite a life, yeah.
Yeah, it's been everywhere.
Yeah.
What was the craziest thing you did when you were a child that you regret?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. My dad gave my middle brother, one horse, and then I really regret was. My brother was on there, and I egged this horse on, and it went running back to the water trough, and it was a 55-gallon barrel cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
My brother went right over the front of that thing and luckily head first into that water barrel. And he couldn't get out. His head, he went
in. Yeah.
Luckily, he didn't hit the side of it. But, I had to go and I had to get my mother, and he almost drowned in there. That was probably my biggest regret.
Oh my gosh, that's
yeah. I mean, I would tease that horse, and it would do all kind of crazy things. He couldn't ride real well, and he usually rode behind me, double. But I was mean to my brother, I guess. And that's probably the worst part of my childhood. And I kind of regret that.
Yeah.
But no, my brother and I had a good relationship when we were young.
And what do you think your happiest memory would be from your life?
In my life?
Mm-hmm.
My happiest memory was... my wife.
Yeah.
Your grandmother, Mary.
Yeah.
She was just such a wonderful girl. Wonderful girl. She did such a good job with your mother and your aunt. And I just loved her. And I still miss her. I really do. I miss her a lot. I have a lot of fond memories that come back. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm over my grieving period. But the best part of my life was your grandmother.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right. I get a little emotional thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that concludes our the podcast.
Okay. Well, I've enjoyed this, Fork.
Yeah.
It was a memory stimulator. It was pleasant to have this.
And you're passing down your memories, so I know them too now.
I love you.
Bye-bye. Bye.